Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tiamanini.
I'm Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Aki.
Grace, on Tuesday night, I went over to the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts to see the national tour of Jagged Little Pill. And I have to say, I hated the Broadway show. I did not like it much at all, as I talked about back at the time. I thought it was full of very talented people. And I actually really enjoyed the choreography. I thought the show was an absolute mess. I hated it less on tour. I don't know if that was a result of time or if there had been significant changes to the book or not, but I hated it less. I didn't like it. I still don't think it's a very good show, but I did not dislike it as much as I did, even though the talent was not as good as it was on Broadway. So take that for what it's worth. I saw Jagged Little Pill either so you don't have to, or to hopefully encourage you to give it a second chance if you did not like it on Broadway. But that is that. All right, Grace, let's dive into the news. And we're going to start the show off with the reviews for the off-Broadway premiere of Teeth, a new musical by Anna K. Jacobs and Michael R. Jackson. It is directed by Sarah Benson and directed by Raja Feather Kelly. All of these people involved are incredibly talented and incredibly acclaimed. The cast of this show is just as acclaimed. It stars Elise Allen Lewis as Dawn and Stephen Pasquale as Pastor Bill O'Keefe. Also has a great ensemble, including Courtney Bassett, Phoenix Best, Will Connolly, Jason Gote, Jenna Rose Husley, Jared Lofton, Lexi Rhodes, Rin Rivera, and Helen J. Shin. The show is based off of a movie of the same name, in which Dawn O'Keefe is an evangelical Christian teen with a powerful secret not even she understands. When men violate her, her body bites back. It is based off a cult classic film and involves, I don't know what you can call it, like, Grace, you saw it, like some pagan gods? Is that a fair way to describe what happens in this show?
I think that any descriptor that you just came up with, Matt, is something that we should go with. Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. It defies the description. But the reviews were, I guess, unsurprisingly all over the map. Let's lead off with Jesse Green of The New York Times, who was negative. He said, quote, "I find the result a bit mystifying. Jackson is a major talent, and Jacobs in her off-Broadway debut is already highly accomplished. Benson in her stagings of Fairview and An Octoroon has proved herself the kind of director who can deftly manage complex genre pastiche. But in Teeth, I'm sorry to say, this holy trinity has bitten off more than it can chew." Sarah Haldren, writing for Vulture, was mixed, saying, quote, "While it's tempting to go big and brazen, Teeth loses something as it bursts its seams. But what it's got is still, in so many moments, lava hot and canines sharp. Underneath the fire and blood, the mythical battles and severed dicks," yes, that's what she wrote, "inside the promise ring and the cheap paneled walls of the church rec room is the real horror show." Brittany Samuel, writing for the Washington Post, was positive, saying, quote, "In their new musical Teeth, making its world premiere at Off-Broadway's Playwrights Horizons, writers Anna K. Jacobs and Michael R. Jackson plunge right into this dark world, especially the shame and insidious secrets that preside over it. The show explicitly presents acts of rape and assault that may be difficult to watch or even read about for some. But Teeth is a brazen, unique, cackle-worthy slice of musical theater, even if, at times, it stumbles from grace." So that kind of runs the gamut of review possibilities there. Grace, you saw it. What did you think of this obviously incredibly unique, one-of-a-kind show?
I'll start by saying the fact that I love Elise. Like, she is an incredible not only lead, but she's a fantastic dynamic performer. I wish that she was a household name. I wish that I want her to be. And listen, like, Michael R. Jackson, obviously, like, they've been, I think, collaborators and friends since NYU days. There were a lot of, like, NYU alums that were at the show that that I was present at, so that was exciting. Also, like, Andrew Barth Feldman cheering on his girlfriend Helen Shin that was in the show, so that was fun. But it was, yeah, it was a fantastic group of people. I think that they've assembled an incredible cast. I understand, like, where a lot of that criticism of, like, not coming to fruition is, and I think also, like, the way that sexual violence is depicted in theater is challenging just for me. But I think that they understood, like, the fun and the camp of it. Like, I appreciated all of the bold choices that were happening. Also, anytime you can get Stephen Pasquale on stage to play a religious person with a gun, I'm obviously a fan of assassins. So it was great to see him back at it with the gun. But yeah, so I think that like Michael R. Jackson knows how to gather some people that are either misfits or weirdos that are so insanely talented that you're kind of like, wait, why haven't I seen them? It's because shows aren't written for them. And the fact that he is doing that consistently, especially with Anna K. Jacobs, like that excited me more than I think the show had an effect on me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I think pointing out Elise Allen Lewis is obviously a big deal with this show. She's the lead here. I haven't seen this, but she also played Hillary Clinton in Soft Power at the Public Theater, for which she was nominated for a Drama Desk. And I loved that show. And I thought she was fantastic, her and Conrad Riccamora. So, yes, I agree. She needs to be a much bigger name. So interesting to see what happens with this moving forward. It is currently scheduled to run through April 14th. It's already been extended, so we'll see if there's any more in that battery now that the reviews are out. And I would not be surprised if this becomes one of those shows that some edgy regional theaters end up doing quite a bit. All right, Grace, let's talk about some other shows happening off-Broadway. And we have often discussed the new group's new show, The 7-Year Disappear, that stars Cynthia Nixon and Taylor Trench. That show is currently scheduled to run through March 31st, and I'm assuming that will be the end of its run because yesterday it was announced that the League of Livestream Theater will stream the final four performances of that show, March 29th, two on March 30th, and then on March 31st as well. We've seen a number of new group shows and Vineyard Theater shows and other off-Broadway and Broadway shows have the opportunity to do some of these things lately, and we always love it. This show is the coming-of-age mystery that follows the son of a world-famous performer who suddenly emerges after having disappeared 7 years ago. With his mother's return, he's forced to confront what he spent years trying to forget. Grace, neither you or I have had an opportunity to see this in person, so very much looking forward to checking it out streaming at the end of the month. All right, if you are a theater fan who doesn't like certain people taking over roles in movie musicals, I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this story. But yesterday, the Old Vic in London announced that Anna Maxwell Martin and James Corden will star in the world premiere of Joe Penhall's new play, The Constituent. This is going to be directed by Matthew Warchus, and it'll run from June 13th through August 10th. The new play is focusing on a hardworking opposition backbencher that is being played by Anna Maxwell Martin, and her ideals of public office are tested by the demands of a man in crisis, played by Corden. Also in the cast will be Zachary Hart. I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that Corden is going to be on stage since One Man, Two Governors closed on Broadway back in 2012, 2013. Obviously, he's done plenty of theatrically related stuff in addition to hosting the Tonys multiple times. He also did like Into the Woods and The Prom and Cats and some other animated musical type things. I think a Trolls movie or two, I think. But anyway, I think this is interesting because so many people now know James Corden from his late night talk show or Carpool Karaoke or any of his other movie things. But I think he's always kind of thrived either on stage or as a writer for TV over in the UK. So I'm interested to see what this second life for James Corden as a stage actor is, Grace, because that's where his roots are. And he obviously had a ton of success on stage a decade plus ago.
Yeah, it was interesting. It seemed like everyone's discourse was like, okay, he's back on stage. And it makes sense that he's doing that on the West End. I think that James Corden is one of those people that he just needs a live audience. Like that is his bread and butter. One Man, Two Governors is like one of those performances that people continue to talk about.
So good.
So I think that it's awesome that he's returning to the stage. I hope that that makes people, remember that there's a reason that they fell in love with him in the first place. And so the tides will turn with some of that public sentiment.
Yeah, there is definitely some, I think, overexposure concerns with him for a while. And he also doesn't have the best reputation on how he interacts with coworkers and stuff. So that adds to it as well. All right, let's go back to Off-Broadway. And yesterday it was announced that the production of Tuesdays with Maury over at St. George's Episcopal Church, starring the great Lynn Cario and Chris Domingue, will extend. It was originally scheduled to close March 23rd. It now has an extension. It is going to take a week off after its original closing date, and then will begin performances again on April 1st and will run through April 20th. Anytime you have the opportunity to see Lynn Cario on stage is obviously something that you should make a point to check out. All right, we're going to make one more trip back across the pond. And yesterday it was announced that the off West End production of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button will transfer to the West End. It will play the West End's Ambassador Theater later this year, beginning on October 10th. This is a new musical adaptation of the famous short story by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Of course, it was also turned into a film starring Brad Pitt. Jethro Compton and Darren Clark wrote it. Information on the casting for this run, as well as for the creative team members, will be announced at a later date. All right, so Grace, our feel-good recommendation today is a bit of a quiz. This happens every year, but they are doing it differently. Normally, when Paper Mill Playhouse is getting ready to announce its upcoming season, it gives us a bunch of like really obscure pictures to try to decode. This year, they did it in video form. It's kind of like a mock parody of a commercial. And then they kind of go Masked Singer and put a bunch of clues in the background. So have you seen this video yet, Grace? It just got released a couple hours ago, so I'm not sure if you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I'm going to run through just some things that I've seen and I'm going to throw out there that I think could be clues. Of course, some of these could be misdirections. We don't know, but we definitely see a rose under glass, which leads me to Beauty and the Beast. There are multiple children's books, but two that stick out. There's a Madeline book and a Little Engine That Could book. I'm not sure what to make of that. Take that. If you have any suggestions, Grace, I'll let you think about it and let me know in a second. There's a literal can of hairspray. So I guess hairspray. There's a pizza box next to a coffee, like one of those glass coffee things you see at a diner, and has like a men's health type magazine on top of it. If it was just the pizza box, like I might say the Mystic Pizza musical that is having its kind of run around the place. But then with the other things, I'm not exactly sure. If it was just the coffee, maybe I'd think Pump Boys and Dinettes. But then you throw in, it's actually a New Jersey magazine that has like a big strapping dude on the front. So I'm not sure what to make of that. There's a $100 bill, which I guess could be 1776 because it's Ben Franklin. I guess Ben Franklin in Paris as well could be it. There's some Christmas decorations, which could be anything. There's a newspaper, but it doesn't seem right to me, Grace, that they're going to do Newsies at Paper Mill again. If it was an anniversary year, okay, but it played Paper Mill back in 2011. So like, it's either 13 or 14 years, so that doesn't make sense that they're going to do that. But I'm not sure about those other ones. Do you have any thoughts based off just some of the ideas that I've thrown out there?
Well, you said, you know, there was a diner musical that was kicking That's around right. for years with Sheryl Crow wrote music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be shocked if that was like making its way back, but I don't have any insight on it. That's the only thing that I feel like I can strongly suggest. I think Beauty and the Beast is a really good one to call out because that's been kicking around for a while as well. Potentially. I know the rumors were strong around Ashley Park leading that. So I'm not sure.
I mean, it's also one of these things too, where like wherever we do this every year with Paper Mill, they always have like a world premiere that no one's ever heard of or knew existed. So like some of these things are going to be impossible to guess, but it is fun to look at, you know, and kind of figure out and deduce things. In the past, they used to make us wait a long time, like weeks to announce them. And maybe they do one show at a time. But I think last year they just announced it the day after they released the quiz or the guessing game or whatever. So maybe we'll hear about it later today on Thursday. Maybe it'll take a couple weeks, but either way, check out the show notes. It's a little Instagram video so you can see if you can deduce anything that we weren't able to. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Grace Aki.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful Thursday. We'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.